All right, let's move on to the regular calendar with the first of the communications items, which is 1227.
Okay. 1227, request of Barry Joe Stull to address council regarding his father.
Barry, come on up, please. Good morning.
Good morning. I should probably clarify that my father named me Barry Joe before I was born. It's a two-name name. Betty Lou is my neighbor. Her name was not Betty. Carla is going to affect the photograph here, but I'll go ahead and get started. Harrison Marshall Stowell, rhymes with owl. Western Pennsylvania is known for having a lazy mouth. Here in Portland, I go by Stull. Was born in September 10th, 1926, son of a coal miner. And in the Depression, he ate lard on bread. Had a number of careers, including working as a coal miner with draft animals, doing landscaping, and ultimately for my lifetime, he was employed by United States Steel in the Saxonburg, Pennsylvania sintering plant, spelled S-I-N-T-E-R-I-N-G, which was basically affecting the process of iron ore into globules of iron nuggets that were then shipped down to Pittsburgh. His job was to operate a card dumper, which we can look at on the picture here, which turned the railroad car upside down. In May of 1976, the fellows working with him decided that their tonnage incentive was more important than following the safety rules, and they sent a railroad car down, which almost killed my father. Fortunately, a fellow with a caboose saw my dad's hard hat fly and found him lying on his back when he investigated with his right foot on his chest with his toe pointing at his right shoulder. His knee was exploded. On the way to the hospital, he was saying to the ambulance attendants over and over again, "My arm, my arm." And they said, "Oh, Harry, he's so screwed up he thinks it's his arm and it's his leg." No, it was in fact his arm and his leg. And he saved his own life by using his good hand to effect a tourniquet. Now, I've been a social justice activist going up against the whitest city in America and the most corrupt city in America, Portland, Oregon. And if you think I'm going to quit just because you don't know what I'm talking about, and like my father's paramedics think that he doesn't know what he's talking about, you've got another thing to learn. I am not going to give up. My father's now celebrating his 88th December. He's still alive and well, and with his prosthetic leg still kicking. Thank you.
Thank you.